Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's Varsity Boys basketball game. We are at Twin Lakes High School. That's Monticello, Indiana. Tonight's game features the Tipton Blue Devils and the Twin Lakes Indians. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Pretty big game night tonight. It's all about the Hoosier Conference and where they'll finish up. We'll talk about the rankings right there. We'll talk about what's going to happen tonight in the Hoosier Conference. We'll let you know Friday. That's today, February 18th. Hoosier Conference crossover games happening tonight. They are all taking place at the West Division sites this year, 2021-22. The girls' varsity was just the opposite. We mentioned for final standings tonight, here's how they'll stack up. A 7:30 contest tonight for 9th or 10th place. That's Lewis Cass. They are at West Lafayette tonight. An 8 o'clock start for 7th or 8th place in the Hoosier Conference. That's Northwestern at Rensselaer Central. A 7:30 ball game right here. Take that back. It's for 5th or 6th place. It's actually Hamilton Heights at Benton Central tonight. And the game taking place right here at 7:30 start time for 3rd or 4th place in the Hoosier Conference. The Tipton Blue Devils are at the Twin Lakes Indians. And for 1st or 2nd place this year in the Hoosier Conference, in the boys division, a 7:30 start tonight, Western Panthers are at the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. That's what's all up for the marbles tonight. And we're listening to a pretty good band right here at Twin Lakes. They don't have a large band here, but they make a joyful noise. We'll mention 8:50 on the pregame clock. We'll talk about both teams. We'll talk about both schools. We'll mention first for the Tipton Blue Devils, the visiting team on the scoreboard. They're Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Tipton High School. In their sectional is Madison Grant. They're 11-7 presently. Tipton, 13-5. Taylor, 9-8. Blackford, 7-11. Sheridan, 4-15. And Eastbrook, they're 9-10. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung, and the athletic trainer is Burt Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find him at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the East Division. We'll mention the Blue Devils are currently 13 wins, 5 losses. They finished the East Division at 3-1. Offensively, per game average, this is an average 65.8 points offensively. Defensively, they give up 55.1 as an average. Their head coach is Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 42 wins, 24 losses, working in year number 3 at Tipton High School. Overall, he's a 41-year varsity basketball coach. He's got 539 wins, 383 losses. That's in his 41st year overall. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Tipton Blue Devils will be tomorrow night, Saturday, February 19th. 6 o'clock for the JV, 7:30 for the varsity. It'll be the Hoosier East. We'll mention it's Sagamore. Sagamore Conference and the Hoosier East Conference going at it. Tipton Blue Devils will travel to the Frankfurt Hot Dogs. That's tomorrow night. 7:30 varsity, Put Me in Sports. We'll be there. We'll talk a little bit about the home team. That's the Twin Lakes Indians. We'll mention they have a gym capacity of 3,200. They have an enrollment of 769. They're Class 3A, Sectional 20. There are seven in their sectional. That sectional will take place at Matanaqua High School. In their sectional, Peru, Twin Lakes, Matanaqua, Western, Benton Central, West Lafayette, and Northwestern. Their principal at Twin Lakes, Mrs. Melissa Whitehead. The athletic director is Kent Adams. The athletic secretary, she's the athletic assistant, that's Emily Anderson. We are thankful for the athletic department at Twin Lakes. They are always gracious for putting me in sports. We'll mention Twin Lakes High School is located at 300 South 3rd Street, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. On the web, you can find them at twinlakeshs.org. They wear the colors red and white. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. We'll mention the standings and overall record in the Hoosier Conference in the East Division. Tipton, they're 3-1, they're 13-5 overall. Western, they're 3-1, 12-7 overall. Hamilton Heights, they're 2-2, 9-9 overall. Lewis Taft Kings, they're 1-3, they're 9-9 overall. And Northwestern, they're 1-3, they are 8-9 overall. In the West Division, Central Catholic, they're 4-0 in the West. They're 12-8 overall. Twin Lakes, they're 3-1. They're 13-6 overall. Benton Central, they're 2-2. They're 12-8 overall. Rensselaer Central, they're 1-3. They are 8-11 overall. In West Lafayette, they are 0-4. They are 4-15 overall. We'll mention again, Twin Lakes Indians are currently 13-6. We'll mention they are 3-1 in the West. Average output offensively, this is a per game average. 19 games, they're 61.4 points per ball game. They give up defensively 58.4. The head coach for the Twin Lakes Indians, working in year number 26 at Twin Lakes, that's Kent Adams. Kent Adams, the basketball coach, he's also the athletic director. He's most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. At Twin Lakes High School, Mr. Adams is 363 wins, 243 losses. Overall, he's working in year number 34. Overall, varsity coach, 433 wins, 348 losses. We'll mention both coaches together. They have accomplished 1,703 ball games coached as varsity coaches. That's combined. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Twin Lakes. It's going to happen tomorrow night, Saturday, February 19th. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. The Delphi Oracles will be right here at Twin Lakes High School. They'll do battle tomorrow night. 2:17 clock rolling down. We're getting ready for some basketball. We'll mention this game is being covered by Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman, that's the Tipton Tribune. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, it's at Michelle_Garman. Again, that's at Michelle, that's two L's, _Garman, for updates on area games and matches. 1:23 on the pregame clock. They're shooting around now, shooting at their leisure. Kiffin going to wear the all blue. Twin Lakes, the all white. Well, mentioned when they started warm-ups, Twin Lakes had the striped pants. They were red and white. Blue Devils just the same, striped pants, blue and white. 1 minute left here in the pregame. We're making games that happened this week in the Hoosier Conference. On Tuesday, February 15th, there were five games on the agenda. We're making Lewis Cass. We're home versus Caston. Lewis Cass got the win, 61-41. The Hamilton High Huskies were home versus Frankton on Tuesday night. The Huskies got the win, 69-64. Well, mentioned Kankakee Valley was on the road to Rensselaer Central. Kankakee Valley got the win, 59-50. And Tinley was on the road to Benton Central. Tinley got the win, 53-48. And the Tipton Blue Devils were on the road at Oak Hill. Oak Hill got the win, 78-63. Clock's getting ready to roll out. Gonna buzz. We're getting ready to have our national anthem. And I do believe we're going to observe a moment of silence without question. We'll talk about that in a moment. Butch, public address talking about we've lost two here at Twin Lakes, a mother and a daughter. Fire, 2 a.m. Not a good thing. Maya Twin Lakes Jr., and she is on her way to the finals in swimming. She recently participated in the state. Steppy, her mother, a state trooper by trade. She spent a lot of time right here at Twin Lakes High School. Without question, we are saddened. And everyone is standing at attention. So we're going to set this down. We're going to observe a moment of silence. And then we're going to set this down.
At this time, please join us in offering our thoughts and prayers to the Thompson family in a moment of silence. Okay, now, Brad, please take the American flag at the east end of the gymnasium. Keep in your hearts and minds our service animals stationed throughout the world, particularly those stationed in harm's way. Remember our veterans and first responders everywhere. Join in honoring the United States of America as our Twin Lakes Cut Band performs our national anthem.
That's our national anthem, Twin Lakes. Pet band live in front of me, about 10 rows below me. They allowed me to set up a good vantage point right here at the corner of the gymnasium, about halfway up to the top. And we should have a good vantage point to call this ball game. We will mention the ball game as it happens. 8 minutes on the game clock. We'll get ready right now. We'll mention the starting lineup first for the visiting Tipton Blue Devils. They'll start like this. He'll wear number 3, 6'4" freshman. That's Grady Carpenter. He averages 8.6 per game. And number 11, he's a 6-foot sophomore. That's Nolan Swan. He averages 17.4 per game. Number 21, 6'4" senior. That's Nate Powell. Nate Powell averages 18.6 per game. Number 22, 5'11 sophomore. That's Jackson Money. 8.5 points per game average. And number 33, he's 6'8" tall. He's a senior. That's Sam Ridgway. Sam averages 4.2 per ball game. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. Now, the starting lineup for the Twin Lakes Indians. They'll start like this, wearing number 5, 6'2" senior. That's Caden Harker. Caden Harker averages 18.1 points per game. Number 11, 5'9" senior. That's Ethan Bausman. Ethan Bausman, 4.2 per game average. Number 20, 5'11" senior. That's Clayton Bridwell. Clayton Bridwell averaging 17.2 points per game. And wearing number 22, 6-foot senior, that's Colin Seymour. Colin Seymour averages 11.6 per game. And winding out the lineup, wears number 24. He's a 6-foot senior. That's Ty Gillum. Ty Gillum averaging 7.1 points per game. The head coach of the Twin Lakes Indians is Mr. Kent Adams. So they're announcing the starting lineups right here. They're talking about the home team right now. They're finishing up right now, 24. That's Ty Gillum. Getting ready for some basketball. Got to mention girls basketball, semi-state, going to happen tomorrow. We'll talk about that at halftime. We'll let you know where everybody's at in all four classes. We'll talk about the girls semi-state at halftime. 8 minutes on the game clock. Sam Ridgway in the center court. He's right there ready to jump center to go up against number 5, Caden Harker. Caden Harker, 6'2", senior. I'll mention Twin Lakes have 3 6'2" basketball players. That's the height that they'll work with. But they are quick. Coach Ken Adams knows how to put things together. There's the whistle. Here comes the toss. It's a good one. Tipped to the backcourt control by Sam Ridgway to Grady Carpenter. They're working, hurrying down the floor. They're getting this Nate Powell who go off the glass. 2-point bucket. It's 2-0. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. That's number 20. That's Clayton Ridwell. They'll go right side behind the arc on the dribble. 22, Colin Seymour. They'll go back right side in front of the Blue Devil bench. Touches the hands of Clayton Bridwell. Now back out. They'll drive elbow left side. Moving back around. Colin Seymour. Back out top to Clayton Bridwell. Bridwell. Pass it out top. Clayton Bridwell. He'll be tipped away. Nearly stolen. Picked back up there by Caden Harker. Saving the possession in the front court. Working it back around. Left side. Well behind the arc. Caden Harker. Working against him is Nate Powell. Crossover. He'll go left side to go baseline. Take it back out. 3-point shot on the way. Rims up high. Rims down low. Wouldn't go through. Out of there. 3-point shot taken by Caden Harker. There's going to be a foul whistled in the backcourt. Defense was good. They're going to whistle this foul on 24. Ty Gillum. Ty Gillum going to pick up his first foul in tonight's ballgame. They'll bring it in Jackson Money. He'll get it back to Nolan Swan. Now bounce pass back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter picked up immediately by Ethan Bausman. Ethan Bausman and Ian Bausman, their dad coaches the girls' basketball team here at Twin Lakes. Coach Bausman has a daughter. I believe she's a freshman playing basketball for the Twin Lakes Indians girls' team. Floating the lane right there. Jackson Money couldn't get the shot to land. Out of there, rebound controlled by Caden Harker. We're going to right side. He'll go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Ridgway. Ridgway bounces. He outlets right there to Grady Carpenter. They go to the front court with it. Jackson Money will save the basketball. Tipped away and stolen by Caden Harker. back the other direction, Twin Lakes. Outside the paint, he'll go for the shot. It's going to be a foul call. Foul's going to be whistled, tipped, and he's going to shoot twice. Shot wouldn't go. He'll get two shots. That's number 11, Ethan Bausman. Ethan Bausman going to the stripe. That foul whistled on Jackson Money. He's got one. Both teams with one foul here in the early going. 6:22 left. Bausman's first shot up and rims out. Wouldn't go. Ethan Bausman entered this contest 85% at the stripe. He's now 11 for 14. He'll get one more. Second shot up. Rimmed around. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Sam Ridgway. Good block out by Sam. He'll take off point guard Grady Carpenter. Over to right side. Long shot. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan a couple of steps behind the arc. Left elbow extended. Three-point bomb. Good for Nolan Swan. It's 5-0. Tipton in front. Working the ball. Elbow left side. He'll hand off. That's 22. Colin Seymour. He'll get the ball back to Ethan Bausman. Now working back to Clayton Bridwell. Bridwell on this crossover dribble. He'll work at left side. He'll bring the ball back out. Caden Harker. Harker going to fake the entry there and give it back out top. Number 20, Clayton Bridwell. He'll dribble 15-footer from free throw line. Shot it. Credit the bucket, Clayton Bridwell. He stopped and popped that Michael Jordan free throw shot and got it. It's 5-2. Working in the front court, Blue Devils. Outside the arc, Jackson Money. He'll take it further outside the arc to Nolan Swan. Guarding Nolan somewhat loosely is Clayton Bridwell. They're going to move it to the corner baseline. He'll drive in, pop a shot just outside the paint on the baseline. Two-point bucket good for Grady Carpenter. 5:09 left. 7-2 contest. We're in the first quarter. Going to dribble the ball away. Going to be stolen by Nolan Swan. He'll go behind the back dribble. They'll keep it alive in the front court. He'll take it to the right corner baseline. He'll move over. Jackson Money will shoot a two. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Number 22, Colin Seymour of Twin Lakes. They'll move it around the perimeter. Move it to the left side. Number 5, Caden Harker. They'll move it back right side behind the arc. He'll bounce it in down low with the basketball at 11, Ethan Bausman. He'll secure the basketball, bring it out top. Two-point shot would have been a three outside the arc straight away. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Clayton Bridwell. Rebound, Tipton. Back the other direction. Nolan Swan behind the arc. From the corner baseline, Nolan Swan for three. He acknowledges a good pass from Grady Carpenter. 4:14 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Tipton 10, Twin Lakes 2. Outside the arc, three-point shot launched. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Ty Gillum. Back the other direction. Rebound, Tipton. In the front court, Nolan Swan. He'll work at left side behind the arc. Shot on the way, Jackson Money. Three-point shot good. In front of the Twin Lakes bench, going to be a 60-second timeout called by Twin Lakes. 13-2, 3:57 left. We're in the first quarter. Again, we'll mention, we'll remind you, the 112th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament Pairing Show. It's going to happen Sunday, this Sunday, February 20th, 2022. It'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. at the two-hour show. It'll be web-streamed on IHSAATV.org. Again, that's IHSAATV.org. It'll be hosted by Bob Level and Greg Rickstraw. On radio, it'll be simulcast on IHSAA Champions Network. Out of Indianapolis, you can capture that locally at 93.5 FM or 107.5 The Fan. That's the 112th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament Pairing Show. Second buzzer brought in from the backcourt. Twin Lakes on the approach. Crossing the sideline, number 20, Clayton Bridwell. His dribble left, he'll hand off. They'll bring it back out. That's 5, Caden Harker. He'll dish off 22, Colin Seymour. Back outside, Seymour at the basketball. He'll work at right side, well behind the arc, to Clayton Bridwell. He'll back pedal dribble. Working against him is Grady Carpenter. 3:35 left here in the first quarter. 13-2. Three-point shot outside. There'll be a left elbow extended. Credit the three-point shot. 22. Colin Seymour cuts the lead to 8. 13-5. 3:20 left. First quarter. Dribble in the lane. He'll kick it back down. Nate Powell. two-point bucket off the glass in the paint. Nate Powell, a good issue pass from Graydon Carpenter. 3:10 left. 15-5. Backtail dribble in the front court. Number 20, Clayton Bridwell, the point guard. He'll work his right elbow, left elbow, I should say. Number 5, Caden Harker. Take a 16-footer straight away. Shot when you go to fight for the board. They did it. Collected by Ty Gillum. They'll have another set in the front court. Elbow, left side. They'll kick it back around. Going to work in the lane there. Underhanded scoop shot. Wouldn't go. No foul called. Going back the other direction with the rebound. Nate Powell. They'll work down baseline. Across it over. Grady Carpenter. Opposite corner baseline shot. Wouldn't go for 3. Fighting for the board. Finally come up with it. 23, Luke Denno. Luke Denno entered the ball game at that timeout break. Luke Denno wears number 23. He's a 6'2" junior. In the front court, Twin Lake throws the ball away. Going to belong to Tipton. They're going to bring it in. Brought in a Nolan Swan playing catch with Graydon Carpenter in the front court. Saving the basketball from one out of bounds, Jackson Money. They'll dish it down low to Nate Powell. He'll go off the basket board. They go off the board right there in the paint. 2-point bucket for Nate Powell. 17-5, 12-point leader are the Blue Devils. 2:05 left. Ball's out top on the dribble, Caden Harker. They take a shot inside the arc. About a 17-footer, got it. That's number 5, Caden Harker. He shoots 59% from two-point land. He's now 68 for 114 on the season. 1:45 on the game clock. From the corner baseline, 3-point shot, good. Nolan Swan. Coach Adams going to enter a couple of guys here at the next timeout break. We'll mention at the next dead ball. Outside the arc, rims off, wouldn't go. 3-point shot missed by 20. Clayton Bridwell back to the front court. Grady Carpenter. They'll work it down low. Spin move into paint. Nate Powell, shot going to go. Fight for the board. Twin Lakes comes up with it. Colin Seymour. Back the other direction. He'll go the lane. He wouldn't get it. Jumping up, getting the rebound. Sam Ridgway. So they get to Grady Carpenter and Nolan Swan. Now baseline, Jackson Lane will get it back to Sam Ridgway in the paint. Wouldn't get the shot. Rebound out of there. Secured by Twin Lakes, Caden Harker. They go outside the paint. Right there near the lane. Floater wouldn't go off the backboard. He'll shoot twice. We're going to see him at the free throw line, Caden Harker. They're going to whistle his foul on Tipton. Going to be the team second here in the first half. We're in the first quarter, 57.5 left. They're whistling this foul on number 3, Grady Carpenter. First shot up and good. Caden Harker, he's shooting 73% from the stripe. Twin Lakes Indians have great free throw shooters. They're shooting 67% as a team. Taking a breather for Twin Lakes, number 22, Colin Seymour. Second shot also good for Caden Harker. Another sub in the ballgame. We're going to see 25, Cooper Pell. Cooper Pell, a 6'2 junior. Taking a breather right here for Twin Lakes. Number 5, Caden Harker. Extended quarter break. 56 seconds. Breaking the press right there across the timeline with the pass. Outside, Nolan Swan. About 2.5 steps straight away outside the arc. He nails another 3. It's 23-9. Tipton in front by 14. 40 seconds left. Walking in the front court, working out front. That's Clayton Bridwell. The back pedal dribble working against him is Nate Powell. They'll switch off. Aiden Toll in the ballgame for Tipton. He wears 23. Aiden Toll, a 6'1" senior. 20 seconds left. Front court for Twin Lakes. On the dribble out top, they'll dish it around. That's Ethan Bausman. They go to the corner with it. 3-point shot would go. Rebound Grady Carpenter. To the front court, Nate Powell, who'll go off the glass, layup. Good entry pass from Grady Carpenter. 2 points for Nate Powell. Back to the front court, Twin Lakes. Outside the arc, they'll take a shot. It's blocked. Nolan Swan going to get a piece of it. Blocked shot, wouldn't make it to the rim at the end of one quarter of play. Tipton, 25, Twin Lakes, 9. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. That's AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces, and same quality work. We now restore classic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto, LLC. To find us, go to Arcadia, State Road 19, go to Howard Avenue. Go west off of Howard Avenue, cross the railroad track, and you're right here behind the Arcadia Ballpark, and we are too. That's AGM Auto. Ball's in the front court. Front court right now, Twin Lakes gets the alternate possession arrow. Hook shot in the paint, wouldn't go. Back the other direction, that shot taken by Caden O'Harker. In the front court, Tipton. 7:45 on the game clock. Working the left side, Aiden Toll. Working behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. Here, working in, elbow, jump shot, Jackson money shot, wouldn't go. Just short, credit the rebound, number 20, Clayton Gridwell. Working it in the front court, back to Harker. Harker out top, moving the basketball, Ty Gillum, that goes down low. Shot wouldn't go, he got fouled. That was 25, Cooper Pell. Cooper Pell going to shoot a couple. They're going to whistle this foul. It's going to be the third foul on the Blue Devils here in the first half. It's going to be whistled on 23, Aiden Toll. He got one. The free throw line, 25, Cooper Pell. Rims around, wouldn't go. Cooper Pell working on those free throws. He's right at the 50% mark. He'll get one more. He'll eye it, fly it. Next one, rims around, falls off. It hung on the rim and fell off. Rebound, Tipton, Grady Carpenter. To the front court, Nolan Swan. He'll take a three outside the arc. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Harker. Back the other direction, on the dribble. Gridwell, in the paint, turnaround jumper, block shot, Grady Carpenter. They'll go back the other direction, Nolan Swan. Crossover, he's in the lane, he'll dish off, Nate Powell. Powell for two, credit a very good pass by Nolan Swan. 6:55 on the game clock, in the paint, Harker. They are moving up and down the floor. Pretty good pace right now in the second quarter. 27-11. Credit that bucket to Caden Harker. A finger roll in the paint. They'll work it down low. Nate Powell. Turn around. He'll go off the glass. He'll get fouled. He'll shoot twice. Did what he could to get that ball near the rim. It rims off. He'll shoot twice. Foul's going to be whistled. Twin Lakes. At 25, Cooper Pell. He's got one. Team foul number two. Nate Powell, the free throw stripe, he's shooting 55%. He's shooting well the last couple of three games. He got the first one here. Substitution in for Tipton. We're going to see Maverick Conaway coming in for Jackson Money. Back in the ballgame, we see 22 Colin Seymour for Twin Lakes. Also in the ballgame, 33 Hayden Hubbard, 6-foot senior. Second shot rolls around and falls in. Two at the stripe, good for Nate Powell. Crossing the timeline, 6:32 on the game clock. Second quarter, long shot outside the arc, rimmed off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Caden Harker. Back the other direction, Tipton. Behind the arc, Aiden Toll. They're working around the perimeter. They get to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded by Colin Seymour. They get to Aiden. They get it down low, going to be a blocked shot. Harker going to block the shot of Nate Powell. Nate Powell brought that down, brought that ball down low enough. Didn't take much to block that. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be, stay in the front court with the Blue Devils. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline by Nolan Swan to get it into Grady Carpenter in front of the Twin Lakes bench. Back out top, Nolan Swan. He'll turn around and give it back out top, Maverick Conaway. He'll work it right side near the baseline. Nate Powell kicks it back out to Aiden Toll. Then we'll get around the perimeter, Maverick Conaway on the dribble. Working against Maverick is 22, Colin Seymour. Out top, Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Working against him, it's Cooper Pell. They'll go to the corner. Three-point shot when he go for Aiden Toll. Rebound secured by Nate Powell. They'll kick it outside. Maverick Conaway shoots the three. Would not go. So I'm going to mention a nice sponge. Nice effort right there. Number 11, Ethan Bowsman. Going to help Aiden Toll back up off the surface. That's some good sportsmanship like to see that. IHSAA would be smiling. Dribbling the ball in from the backcourt belongs to Twin Lakes. They're going to walk it across the timeline. Taking the point, number 22, Colin Seymour, out top, working against Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce it right side behind the arc to Harker. He'll dribble in. He'll take a floater in the lane, wouldn't go. Trying to take the charge there, no call, no whistle. Back the other direction. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. Tap from behind Harker, ends up in the hands of Nolan Swan. He'll go in the paint, he'll go off the glass. They're going to call an offensive foul. Setting up to draw the charge right there. I believe it's number 11, Ethan Bousman. Going to be the fourth foul here in the first half. Called on Tipton. That's going to be the first foul whistled on Nolan Swan. Aiden Toll going to take a breather back in the ballgame for Tipton. 6'8" senior Sam Ridgway. Taking a breather right here for Twin Lakes. Number 11, Ethan Bousman. Back in the ballgame, Clayton Bridwell. Bridwell out top. Left side behind the arc. He'll dribble back. He'll pitch it down low to Harker. Harker out top. Moving the basketball. Luke Denno. He'll fake one in. He'll bounce it in. Left corner baseline. He'll bring it back out. That's Clayton Bridwell. Long three-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket. Left elbow extended. Twin Lake 22. That's Colin Seymour for three. 29-14. Blue Devils by 15. 4:38 left here in the second quarter. Out top of the basketball on the dribble is Maverick Conaway. He'll move it around the perimeter. Grady Carpenter here working in. Nate Powell. Going to call him for a drag foot. Going to say he was spin move. Didn't keep that foot still. That was his pivot foot. They said it drug. Traveling violation, giving it back to Twin Lakes. Be brought in there. 23, Luke Denno. Luke Denno wearing the white sleeves. Nothing wrong with that. Working the ball out top of the basketball. That's 22, Colin Seymour. Seymour on the dribble. Working against him, Nolan Swan. Out top of the basketball, Harker. He's got the triple threat. He'll dribble left. Working against Nate Powell. That's a good matchup. Working into cross the lane right there. 20, Clayton Bridwell. He'll dish it off into Payne. Kicks it back out. That's Colin Seymour. Look at the Harker. Harker's going to lean in. There's going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this as a blocking foul on Tipton. Blocking foul going to be whistled on number 2, Maverick Conaway. He picks up his first. Team foul number 5. 4:01 left here in the second quarter. Caden Harker at the free throw line. First shot rims around, wouldn't go. He gets some encouragement right there on the lane, all four guys. He'll get one more. Caden Harker, a 73% free throw shooter. He gets the second one. Back in of a two-shot foul, good for Caden Harker. 4 minutes left. Going to be thrown away in the front court, stolen by Harker. Back the other direction to go outside the arc. Three-point shot, rims around, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Bridwell. Rebound, Twin Lakes in the front court. Going to drive the lane. Hope he's okay. He's going to get up slowly. He'll shoot twice. He took the brunt of that foul. He earned it. 22, Colin Seymour going to go to the stripe. He'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle this foul on Maverick Conaway. He picks up number 2 here in the second half. We're in the second quarter. 3:47 left. 29-15. Tipton by 14. And now Tipton by 13. Colin Seymour hits the first one. Jackson Money back in the ballgame. Maverick Conaway going to take a breather. And get the ball one more time. It's 22, Colin Seymour. Second shot also good. Gets the lead to 12. Timeout on the surface. Going to be a 30-second timeout. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com and High School Varsity Student Athletics. Internet radio, live coverage. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil boys basketball, and baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Live internet radio broadcast coverage made possible by Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. That's PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We thank you for listening. 3:47 on the game clock. They're going to bring it in baseline. Blue Devils at their own bucket. They ran into Grady Carpenter. I think that back in the backcourt, full court pressure, going the other direction, going to be a foul in the backcourt, going to be whistled on 23, Luke Denno. Take that back, that's 33, Hayden Hubbard. Hayden Hubbard picks up his first foul. That's foul number 3 on Twin Lakes. Blue Devils with 6, 3:39 left. Next time a foul on the Blue Devils, Twin Lakes will shoot the bonus. Working it in the front court on the dribble. Baseline kicks it back out, Grady Carpenter to Jackson Money. Tipped away off the backboard into the hands of number 5, Caden Harker. Going to be a turnover on the book for Tipton. Working it outside the arc. Moving the basketball back out to Harker. Moving around the perimeter. Straight out top. Taking the point once again, Clayton Bridwell. Bridwell on the dribble. He'll take it right side. Dribble in again. That's Colin Seymour. He'll dish it down low. Going to be a foul called. He got it down on the baseline to 33, Hayden Hubbard. Hayden Hubbard went up strong and got fouled. Couldn't get the bucket, but he'll shoot twice. 3:07 left. They're whistling this foul on 33, Sam Ridgeway. He's got one. First shot up and good. 33, Hayden Hubbard. He enters tonight's ballgame shooting 64% from the stripe. He is now 10 for 15. He's up to 67%. Second shot, also good. Hayden Hubbard got both of them. 29-19, lead back to 10. 3:01 left. Second quarter, Jackson Money on the dribble. He'll dish off, Nate Powell in the paint. He'll take a floater. It'll rim off and fall off, but he'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle this foul. Twin Lakes, number 5, Caden Harker. Harker picks up his first foul in tonight's ballgame. Got a sub waiting to check in. He'll begin after the first shot. Nate Powell at the free throw line. Got two a while ago. Rims off on this one, short off the rim. Back in the ballgame for Twin Lakes is 24, Ty Gillum. Also back in the game, number 11, Ethan Bousman. Nate Powell going to get one more. It's 29-19, tipped in by 10. Second shot, Nate Powell got it. It's an 11-point lead for the Blue Devils. 2:54 on the game clock. Outside, moving the basketball around. 22, Colin Seymour. Now back outside, back pedal dribble, Caden Harker. 2:45 left. Second quarter, we're at Twin Lakes High School, Monticello. The winner of this game will secure third place in the Hoosier Conference. Outside, moving the basketball around. Out top straight away. It's 22, Colin Seymour. They'll dish it off inside. Los Angeles got it back. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Seymour went to go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter of Tipton. He'll take it to the front court. They'll dish it off. Sam Ridgeway off the glass. Got the bucket. And Ridgeway going to shoot one. Good entry pass right there. Grady Carpenter dishes it inside. Sam Ridgeway. Sam Ridgeway, it looks like he might have gotten a haircut. He looks good. Back in the ballgame, Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll into the ballgame, checking out of the ballgame, taking a breather to Jackson Money. He get a conversation right here with Coach Cliff Hawkins. First shot, only shot he'll get, rims off, wouldn't go. Couldn't get the three-point play, but he got the two. That's Sam Ridgeway. 32-19. Outside the arc of Bishop, that's Harker for three. Got the bucket. Nothing but net. Caden Harker. Again, the lead goes to 10 points. 2 minutes left. Elbow, right side, shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Nolan Swan. Rebound, Sam Ridgeway. He'll start it up again. Back to Nolan. They'll dish it down low. Nate Powell. They'll go up for the shot. He'll get clobbered. And he'll go through the foul strike. Couldn't even get the ball away. Powell layup, right side, off the glass. Couldn't get it through the glass. They're going to whistle this foul. Twin Lakes, 22, Colin Seymour picks up his first. Team foul number 6, so we're shooting the rest of the way. Long off the rim, wouldn't go. Nate Powell, he'll get one more. 1:51 left here in the second quarter. Closing in on halftime, 32-22. Now 33-22 as Nate Powell gets the back end of a two-shot foul. 1:47 left. Balls in the front court. On the dribble out top, Colin Seymour. He'll work it right side. Touches the hands of Bridwell. Back to Seymour. Now back to Bridwell. Back to Seymour out top. He'll go left elbow, shot, got it. Pop the shot, left elbow at 22. Colin Seymour, he shoots 43% from two-point land. He shot more than 162. It's going to be a blocking foul in the front court. They're going to whistle this on Twin Lakes. They're going to whistle this foul on 22, Colin Seymour. He picks up his second. They'll go to the stripe on the bonus. Nolan Swan going to the stripe. Nolan Swan enters this ball game with an 84% free throw shooting percentage. He's not shot a lot. They keep him off the line. He's 16 for 19 and now 17 for 20. He gets the congratulatory right there from Nate Powell. He'll shoot one more. 125 left. Nolan Swan got both of them. They'll bring it in from the backcourt. 35, 24, and 11-point advantage for Tipton. 120 left here in the second quarter. Outside moves the basketball, Harker. He'll move it left side. They'll bring it back out. Moves out there, 33, Hayden Hubbard. They'll go free throw line. They'll drag a foot, no call. They'll go outside shot, three-point shot, good. Credit the bucket, 20, Clayton Bridwell. Clayton Bridwell on the season, he's shooting 46% behind the three-point arc. He's now 47 for 100. 51 seconds left. Out top, Nolan Swan. 35-27, 8-point advantage for Tipton. Floater in the paint by Nolan Swan when he goes. Nate Powell trying to keep it alive. It's picked up by Twin Lake. Elbow right side, and you go the distance. That was Clayton Bridwell. Got the board. They'll keep it alive. They'll shoot again. They'll go from the left corner baseline. 3-point shot good. Clayton Bridwell cuts the lead to 5. 23 seconds left. Second quarter. Twin Lakes cutting into the Tipton advantage. Tipton in the front court. 15 seconds left. Deep in the front court, Nolan Swan. We're going to get him, Clayton Bridwell. They'll go to the corner, Grady Carpenter. 3-point shot, when you go, rebound, put back, is good for Sam Ridgway. 3 seconds, 10-second line. 2 steps behind the arc, straight away, rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken at the buzzer was 20. Clayton Bridwell will go to halftime. 37-30, Tipton in front of Twin Lakes. What an exciting ending right there in the first half. That goes a 10-minute intermission clock. Folks are going to check out the restroom, check out the concession stand. Officials walking off the surface right now. 9:55 on the intermission clock. And then as mentioned, we'll mention to you tomorrow, Saturday, February 19th, IHSAA girls basketball semi-state. We'll mention these games by class. Class 4A, Crown Point. They'll be at Logansport. They'll be at the Logansport semi-state. They'll go against Noblesville. That's a 7 p.m. start tomorrow evening. Crown Point, 24-3. Noblesville, 23-4. That should be a good contest. Noblesville did put Homestead out of the tournament. I believe it was 61-40. Good ball game for Noblesville. Noblesville do not have a senior on their squad. We'll also mention Class 4A. 6:30 start at Jasper High School. It's going to be Mooresville at 19-8. They'll go against Franklin. Franklin, 27-1. That's at Jasper at 6:30. Talking about the 3A category. 3A ball games right here at LaPorte High School. 4 p.m. tip-off. 25-3, South Bend, Washington. We'll go against Garrett. Garrett, 27-1. I have seen Garrett play twice. They are pretty athletic. I don't know what's going to happen, but South Bend, Washington is ranked at number 1 in I-3A. Garrett is ranked at number 2. So that's going to be a good one. 4 p.m. tomorrow at LaPorte. Also in Class 3A, a 3 p.m. contest at Jeffersonville High School. That'll be Silver Creek. Silver Creek, they're rated right here in top 4. Silver Creek, 25-2. They'll go against Bishop Chittard. Bishop Chicard, the only team of the four classes that have a double digit losses in the losing column. That don't mean nothing, because you got to play 32 minutes each game. So again, that's Silver Creek at 25-2, going against Bishop Chittard at 18-10, at the 3 p.m. start at Jeffersonville. In the Class 2A department, again, at LaPorte. At LaPorte, a 1 p.m. ball game. It'll be Fairfield at 24-3, going against Frankton. The Frankton Lady Eagles at 22-5. I'm not biased, but I'm hoping Frankton can get a win, get to that final game, and get a victory. A couple of years ago, they worked hard, fell out in the semi-state. So also, Class 2A, 4 p.m. start tomorrow at Jasper High School. It'd be Forest Park at 24-3. They'll go against University High School. University High School, 23-4. In the Class 1A category, 1A schools, girls basketball, semi-state tomorrow, 4 p.m. start time at Logansport. It'll be North White at 20-6. Going against a team representing the Hoosier Conference in the West Division, Class 1A Lafayette Central Catholic Lady Knights. They're 23-4. That should be a good one. And then we'll follow this up with the final pairings with some 1 p.m. start tomorrow at Jeffersonville. It'll be Waldron. Waldron at 24-1. They'll go against Tecumseh. Tecumseh at 18-8. So that's how they stack up in the girls' basketball semi-state. It's going to be tomorrow, and that should be good. Tune in. You tune in to IHSAATV.org. You can watch basketball on your computer screen tomorrow. Check it out. If you want to go check out the pairings that I just mentioned, you can go to IHSAA.org. IHSAA.org. That will show you where you can click on any one of the four classes, and they'll show you the brackets, and you can find out which game you can watch on IHSAATV.org. 4:52 on the intermission clock. They just had some young types out there, some females, young variety. They were probably in some cheerleading structures this past week. They were having a good time. You might have heard the decibel level rise just a little bit. Okay, right now we're going to mention the IHSAA Class 2A rankings, boys varsity basketball. These were put together on February 15th. They are the most recent. This is Class 2A rankings. At the top, it's Central Noble. Central Noble at number one, they're 20-2. At number two position, it's Monroe Central. Monroe Central yet to be beaten this season. They are 18-0. Tied at third, there are two. Eastside at 19-1. And Fort Wayne Blackhawk at 16-3. At the fifth position, it's Linton Stockton. Linton Stockton down there in Greene County. I tell you what, that's a great place to go fishing. My son and I went down there a few years ago. He caught a 6.5-pound largemouth. He caught it right there out of Graveyard Lake. He put it back in so somebody could catch it again. He got pictures of it. We'll mention Linton Stockton. They're at number 5, 18-3. Number 6 is Carroll. Carroll High School, that's out of Florida. That's not far from here. They're 17-1. Number 7 is Lake Station. Lake Station, 16-2. Number 8 is South Spencer. South Spencer, 15-2. Number 9 is Wapahani. Wapahani, 15-4. Number 10 is Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie having a very good season this year. Clinton Prairie 17-3. Number 11 is Northeastern. Northeastern, Tipton was going to play them. Didn't work out. That was going to be not too long in the past, but they were getting ready to play them about 4 or 5 games ago. Didn't get to happen. It was postponed. Number 11, Northeastern, they are 15-4. Number 12, that's Eastern Hancock. Eastern Hancock, 14-5. Number 13 is Park Tudor. Park Tudor, 13-5. Number 14 is University. University High School, 13-7. Number 15 is Fairfield. Fairfield currently 13-6. And tied at number 16, there are two tied at 16. Eastern Pekin, they're 15-3. And Providence, they're 14-4. That's the 2A rankings. I say that because the Blue Devils are 2A. And I'm going to mention the 3A rankings right now because Twin Lakes are Class 3A. IHSAA Class 3A rankings, top 13. These were tabulated also on February 15th. At the top is Northwood. Northwood is 20-1. Number 2 is Mishawaka Marion. They're 17-3. Number 3 is John Glenn. John Glenn, 19-1. Number 4 is Sullivan, 19-1. Number 5 is Leo, 14-3. Number 6, Peru. Peru, 15-1. Number 7 is Norwell, 17-3. Number 8 is Newcastle. Newcastle, 14-3. Number 9 is Brebeuf Jesuit, 13-6. Number 10 is Browntown Central, 17-3. Number 11, Connersville. Connersville, 15-6. Number 12 is North Harrison, 14-3. And number 13 is Greensburg, 18-4. 1 minute left here in the intermission. There's the buzzer, going to be a 1 minute timeout. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Clark West Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at Clark West Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to make sure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Getting ready to second half right now. Both teams out on the floor. Going to be inbound, alternate possession arrow, gives it to Tipton. Going to be brought in by Jackson Money. Half-court line, he's going to bring it in to Grady Carpenter. 8 minutes on the game clock. 7-point ball game. Tipton in front, 37-30. Brought in Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline at a trap face. He'll work there against Clayton Bridwell. He'll bounce it down low. Nate Powell is outside the paint. Inside-out play, 3-point shot, good. Nolan Swan, about 20 feet away. 3-point bucket makes it 40-30. Tipton in front. Ball's in the front court. Trying to bounce one in. He'll get it in. 24, Ty Gillum. Ty Gillum about free throw line. He'll work it down low. Deno to the corner. 3-point shot. Rims out. Shot taken by Gridwell. Rebound Tipton. Tipton crossing the sideline. Nolan Swan. He'll work the left side behind the arc. He'll go baseline. Grady Carpenter off the glass. Throwed in about like a Dr. J, but he went to power layup off the glass and in for two. That's Grady Carpenter. 7-10 left. Third quarter, 42-30. Down baseline, he'll dish it off. They'll go in the paint. Good shot right there. Ty Gillum had to move that ball around. It was going to get swatted He readjusted his shot and got the two right there outside the paint. It's Ty Gillum, 42-32. Tipton by Kim. They'll work it down low. Sam Ridgway. They kick it back out. Jackson Money back to Nate Powell. Now way out top to Nate, to Nolan Swan. Swan being guarded there by Colin Seymour. Back to Grady Carpenter. They'll get it back to Swan. He'll dribble in the paint. He'll float one down. Slam dunk. He found Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway straight up and straight down through the rim. Slam dunk for Sam. 44-32. 6:20 left. We're in the third quarter. Elbow. He'll drive it in. That's Parker. He'll dish it off. They'll go baseline. 22, Colin Seymour. Outside the arc, they'll readjust. They'll backpedal dribble on the dribble now. 20, Clayton Bridwell. He'll dish off to Harker. In the paint, floater off the glass. Would go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. He'll move to the front corner. Get it up to Nate Powell. Layup right side off the bucket. Grady Carpenter, another good pass to senior teammate Nate Powell. 46-32. 5:48 left. Elbow. Right side off the mark. Shot taken there by 24, Ty Gillum. Rebound Tipton. Nolan Swan in the front court on the dribble. He'll dish off Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc, Jackson Money. He'll step up, take a two. It'll rim around, fall off, win go. Rebound fought for. Nate Powell tried to come up with it. Ends up in the hands of number 23, Luke Deno. To the front court, Harker. Back to Deno. Couple of steps behind the arc, being guarded by Jackson Money. But we're going to have top right side, Ty Gillum. We're going to left side on the spin move in the paint, down to Gillum. Gillum goes off the glass, wouldn't get it, guys, no board. Put it back up and in. Ty Gillum, 2 points in the paint. 5:05 left, 46-34. Tipton in the front court. Ball go caroms off the rim. Goes out of bounds, last touch by the Blue Devils. They're going to give it back to Twin Lakes. Checking out of the ballgame, going to be number 23, Luke Deno. Back in the ballgame for Twin Lakes, 33, Hayden Hubbard. They'll bring it in. It's going to be brought across the sideline at a walk pace by 22, Colin Seymour. They'll work it right side behind the arc and get a handoff. Handoff from Ty Gillum. They'll work it down low. They'll go a alley-oop play, back door, and a good play to get the bucket. Ty Gillum with the shot. 46-36. Going to be a block shot. They're going to call the foul. From here, it looked pretty clean. A lot of the Twin Lakes fans kind of gasped for air right there. Not quite sure. But Nate Powell going to go to the stripe. He's going to shoot two. They're going to whistle this on Twin Lakes. 33, Hayden Hubbard. First shot, Nate Powell. Rims off the front and wouldn't go. There's yet one more, Jackson Money, giving him some encouragement. 4:41 left. We're in the third quarter, 46-36. Tipton by 10, and now Tipton by 11 as Nate Powell gets the back end of a two-shot foul. 4:36 left. Third quarter, out top of the basketball, Caden Harker. He'll work it right side. He'll work it to the corner, lost the handle. Going to be stolen by Nolan Swan. Swan right there, right place, picked up that basketball out of midair. They go to the front court. They get it down low. Sam Ridgway off the glass, two-point bucket for Ridgway. 49-36, a 13-point advantage for Tipton. Third quarter, 4:10 left. Back pedal dribble in the front court, Caden Harker. He'll dribble now. He'll dish it off. Behind him, left of center, Ty Gillum. He'll dish it back to point guard Clayton Bridwell. Bridwell working against Grady Carpenter. Driving the lane, tip it off. Going to be off the glass. Two-point bucket, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Ty Gillum. Couldn't get the rebound board that time out of there with Tipton Blue Devils. To the front court, Grady Carpenter. Dribbles in, he'll work it down low. Nate Powell couldn't get the first one. He got a chance at the second putback, and he'll get fouled. Couldn't get either bucket, but he'll shoot two more. Nate Powell going to the stripe. They're going to whistle a foul on Ty Gillum, number 24. He's got two. Team foul, second half, two for Twin Lakes. Zero for the Blue Devils. First shot up and good. Nate Powell, he'll get one more. Two shot foul. Back in the ballgame for Twin Lakes. Cooper Pell, where's number 25? Taking a breather is 24, Ty Gillum. 3:39 left, third quarter. Second shot, Nate Powell scored off the rim, wouldn't go. He got the front end. It's 50-36. Tipton by 14. 3:30 left. Third quarter on the dribble. 20. Clayton Gridwell. He'll bring it back in. He'll take it down low off the glass. Got the bucket. Credit a good pass from Gridwell. He gets it into 25. Cooper Pell. 2-point bucket good for Pell. Going to be a timeout called by the Blue Devils. They're going to call this timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And again, we thank you for listening. We'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a real estate agent. She's also a real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. They're bringing it into the backcourt. Tipton on the front court now. Jackson Money. They make that ball available. Nearly a tie-up. No call. Could have been a tie-up. Looked like it. They work it down low in the paint. Left side off the glass. Nate Powell. 2-point bucket for Tipton. 52-38. In the front court on the dribble. Twin Lakes. Goes dribbling in. Colin Seymour. Takes a shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Jackson Money. Jackson Money to the front court. They'll work it down low. Going to be intercepted. They try to get into Nate Powell. Picked off by Twin Lakes. Colin Seymour. Back the other direction. Harker for three. Rimmed out. Hits the top of the backboard. It's fine. It's still in play. Rebound. Nate Powell. He gets it to Nolan Swan. Nolan takes the three. Right elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Harker. Baseball pass to the front court. Barely in the paint. Turnaround jumper is good. Credit the bucket. Colin Seymour. Credit a good pass. Three-quarter court by Hayden Harker. Ball's in the front court, 2:06 left. 52-40. Tipton by 12, baseline floater, rims out, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Grady Carpenter. Rebound Harker to the front court. They go baseline and bring it back out. That's Clayton Gridwell. Out top to Harker. He'll drive the lane to take one left outside the paint there, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Jackson Money. Dish it off to Nolan Swan. Going to be a foul call. Harker getting a little bit out of control there. He's trying to knock the ball loose in the backcourt. Second time he tries that, they get him from a foul. And Harker going to pick up basically an unnecessary second foul in his ballgame. 1:42 on the game clock. Taking a breather for Twin Lakes is 22, Colin Seymour. Back in the game, Ethan Bousman. Bousman guarding the basketball, Grady Carpenter on the dribble. They'll bounce to the front court, Jackson Money down just outside the paint, Nate Powell, inside out, play, 3-point shot, and Nolan Swan straight away with Joe, rebound, Caden Harker. Caden Harker, a good ball player, don't get me wrong, he's 6'2", he's a senior, he plays well, but that foul was probably not necessary. Elbow, right elbow, good, credit the bucket, Twin Lakes. That's number 20, Clayton Gridwell. Cuts the lead to 10. 1:08 left here in the third. Dribble across the timeline. He'll dish off Nolan Swan. He'll take a three. Way to go. Rebound. Jackson Money. To get back to Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in and take a 12-foot floater. Got it. Grady Carpenter in the paint for two. 54-42. 51 seconds left. Third quarter coming to an end. Outside the arc. Right there. Right elbow extended is Harker. He'll dribble the lane. He'll kick it back out. 3-point shot, Gridwell, rimmed off, wouldn't go, fighting for the board, Harker, he got it, he goes back up and good. Caden Harker boards a good basketball, goes back up off the glass. 54-44, 26 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court with the basketball. They'll get the bucket, they're going to call a blocking foul. Setting up, trying to draw the charge, with Twin Lakes 25, Cooper Pale. They're going to call blocking foul. He got the bucket. They're getting one more opportunity for a three-point play. Nolan Swan going to shoot one. Taking a breather is Caden Harker. They'll take an extended quarter break. 23.3 left. Substitution, another one coming in. It's going to be number three. That's Ian Bousman. Ian Bousman and Ethan Bousman, they are twins. Yep, they're both from the senior class. Their dad coaches the girls' team. Does a fine job. Three-point play good. Nolan Swan. In the front court, Twin Lakes, 18 seconds left. 54-46. Tipped in by eight. They'll go to the corner with it. They'll bring it back out, 10 seconds left. Way out top, that's Ian Bousman. He'll dish off. Left side, Hayden Hubbard. They're going to paint with it. Hubbard off the glass, got the bucket. Hayden Hubbard at the buzzer. Gets the bucket in the paint. To take the lead to seven. Tipton 57. Twin Lakes 46. 8 minutes left to play in regulation. And again, we'll mention tonight. Tonight's ball game's happening in the Hoosier Conference. Game night, these are crossover games here on the 18th of February. Playing for first or second place in the conference, that's Western at Lafayette Central Catholic. Playing for third or fourth place, Tipton right here, going against Twin Lakes. Playing for fifth or sixth place, Hamilton Heights, they are at Benton Central tonight. Playing for seventh or eighth place, Northwestern, they are at Rensselaer Central tonight. And playing for ninth or tenth place, that's Lewis Cab and West Lafayette. So that's the Hoosier Conference. They're all playing tonight. They're playing each other for conference standings, final standings for 2021-22. So pretty good ball game in the works right here. 57-46, Tipton by seven. We're at the quarter break, third quarter. While we got it in, we'll mention REO Speedwagon. REO Speedwagon 6 in Loverboy. Going to be at Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville. Going to be this summer. It'll be on June the 10th. June the 10th, Ruoff Music Center. REO 6 in Loverboy. Kevin Cronin, Tommy Shaw, and working for the weekend. Their concert series right there going to start up on May 31st. They'll kick it off from Michigan. Noblesville will be about their fourth or fifth stop, so they'll be ready to go. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. Twin Lakes basketball, 57-46. Baseline, they dish off, Ethan Bousman. Out top, Bridwell. Clayton Bridwell on the dribble. We're going to get him as Jackson Money. Out top, he'll take a three. Three-point shot, rims out long, one go. Grady Carpenter with the board to Noah Swan to the front court, Jackson Money. Jackson Money on the back pedal dribble near the center court line in front of the scorer's bench. Working against him right there is number 11, Ethan Bousman. They'll work at right side, Grady Carpenter. They'll work it down low, Nate Powell. They go up off the glass, two-point bucket, Nate Powell. Nate Powell got 20 at Oak Hill. Nolan Swan got 27 at Oak Hill. They couldn't get the win, though. They're trying to get a win here tonight versus Twin Lakes Indians. 7:02 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, going to be a hand check. Hand check, Jackson Money. They said about 6, 8, 10 years ago they were going to start calling that hand check. They're calling it tonight. Jackson Money going to pick up his second foul in the ball game. Taking a breather for Twin Lakes, 23, Luke Geno, and 33, Hayden Hubbard. They're on the floor with 5, Caden Harker. Number 20, Clayton Bridwell. Bridwell, they're working out there. They're working into Harker. Also in the ballgame, 24, Ty Gillum. Three-point shot taken outside in front of the Twin Lakes bench. They get the rebound. Twin Lakes again in the front court. They go off the glass. Two-point bucket, good. Threads the bucket, number 20, Clayton Bridwell. To the front court, Blue Devils. On the dribble, Jackson Money. Crosses over, goes to the corner, Nate Powell. Out top to Grady Carpenter. Now left to go to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. Take a left-handed off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Caden Harker to the front court. 59-48. Tipped in by 11. Shot outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Ethan Bousman. To the front court. Nate Powell. They're going to paint. Lost the handle. Picked up by Jackson Money. He'll take a shot. Wouldn't go. Got his own board. He'll absorb the foul right there. It's going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be an out-of-bounds play. They're going to whistle a foul on 20. Clayton Bridwell, he's played a good long distance here, and he picked up his first foul with 6:08 left in the fourth quarter. Pretty clean ball game for Bridwell. Out top of the basketball. They're moving back around the perimeter. Aiden Cole. Back to Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. Working against him. 22. Colin Seymour. Jackson Money. Working in the front court. Dishes off Grady Carpenter. Well behind the arc. Carpenter on the dribble. They go left side to Aiden Cole. Around the perimeter. Jackson Money. Now straight out top. The logo. The TL logo here for Twin Lakes. He'll dribble out of there now. Number 11. Nolan Swan. The dribble free throw line, kick it back out, Jackson Money. Taking a little bit of air out of the basketball. They're working in free throw line, Nate Powell. He'll dribble in. He picks up the basketball, turn around jumper, Nate Powell for two. 5:25 left, fourth quarter, 61-48, Tipton in front. Out top of the basketball, Harker. That's Harker on the back pedal dribble. Caden Harker, senior class member, 6'2". Pretty strong looking young man. We're going to have behind the arc right here. He'll take a two-point shot, jump shot, going to go. Shot taken by Bridwell. Rebound Tipton. They get it to Grady Carpenter across the timeline on the dribble. They'll go baseline and work it back out outside the circle. Jackson Money lost the handle. Tipped off him, going the other direction. They go off the glass, two-point bucket, good. Number 20, Clayton Bridwell. Bridwell with a little bit of an arm bar there, no call. He goes off the glass, gets two. Timeout called. They're going to call a little double check here. Timeout, 30-second timeout. 4:48 left here in the fourth quarter. 61-50, Tipton in front. We'll mention this game is also being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, he's a special. We give him a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. They're going to inbound the basketball from the backcourt. Blue Devils crossing the sideline, Grady Carpenter. They go left side, he'll bounce it in the paint. Nate Powell for two, he'll lay it up in over the rim. Grady Carpenter, another assist to Powell. Out top, they call it a 17-footer. Two-point basket good, Twin Lakes. Number 20, Clayton Bridwell. 4:26 left. Fourth quarter, 63-52. Tipton by 11. In the front court, they'll work it down low, Nate Powell. He'll take a shot, he'll go up now and get the bucket. Two-point bucket good for Nate Powell. Going to be a 60-second timeout called. Going to call 60. 4:15 left here in the fourth. It's 65-52. Tipton by 13. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz. That's FritzandFishers.com since 1983. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana. 317-842-2228. They have great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. That's Kristen Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana, 46038. In Noblesville, it's Kristen Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville. Along State Road 32, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory. Visit them online or visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T, Zebra. There we go. Zebra. 4:12 left. Fourth quarter. Driving across the timeline, Twin Lakes. Bridwell. He'll bounce it left side behind the arc. Right there. Shot off the mark. That was Caden Harker. Rimmed out long. Picked up by Jackson Money. A triple team. Triple team right there. And the timeout called by Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan calls the timeout. Bails out Jackson Money. Don't see many triple teams, but right there you saw one. But they call timeout. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, it's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County and stop in to please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. Going to be brought in. Blue Devils to the front court. It's your pass from Nolan Swan. They get it back to Jackson Lane. Aiden Toll back to Nolan. Straight out top on the dribble. He'll bounce in. He'll get it left side outside the arch of Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. Working into Jackson Money, left elbow. He'll bounce it out in front of the scorer's bench. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Getting that count, that Minnesota, he'll pass out of it. Jackson Money out top. Working to the left side. Hands off to Grady Carpenter. Going to be a foul call. Grady Carpenter going to absorb the foul. It's going to be foul number five. Number six, excuse me. That's foul number six here in the second half on Twin Lakes. Next foul, Common. We'll put Tipton at the stripe. Going to be tipped away. They're trying to get into Nate Powell. It's tipped away. Parker with the basketball in the front court for Twin Lakes. Working the lane right here. Bridwell. He'll go up with the shot. Couldn't get it. Got his own board. Put it back up and in. Number 20, Clayton Bridwell. Cuts the lead to 11. 65-54. 3:08 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Tipton working it in the front quarter. They're working down low. Nate Powell off the glass. Got the bucket. Credit a good pass from Jackson Money. 67-54. 2:55 left. Out top, 17-footer on the way. Got it. Bridwell, he got two in a row. 67-56. 2:45. Going to be a foul call. As they cross the timeline, Grady Carpenter going to absorb a reach in. Grady will go to the stripe. He'll shoot the one and bonus. They're going to whistle this on 24. Ty Gillum re-entering the ball game for Twin Lakes. Number 11, Ethan Bousman, sitting down, getting medium fives all down the bench area. That's 33, Hayden Hubbard. First shot up and good, Grady Carpenter. He'll earn the second one. Grady Carpenter working on that free throw percentage. He's right there above 60%. Rims around, wouldn't go. You got the front end. It's 68-56. 12-point leader are the Blue Devils. Ball's in the front court, Harker. Now, decent left side on the dribble. Take a hit in the deck, no foul call. Ball comes ends up in the hands of Nate Powell. Powell through the front court, Grady Carpenter back to Jackson Money. No foul call in that possession. Kind of uncommon this late in the fourth quarter. But we're getting the front court, Blue Devils. They're working down low. Aiden Cole is all alone. He goes off the glass, wouldn't get it. Going back up with a rebound shot, couldn't get it either. He got clobbered. That was Nate Powell, rebounding the basketball. Went left side, trying to get it off the glass. Couldn't even get it out of his arms. They're going to whistle this foul on 24, Ty Gillum. Ty Gillum going to pick up a quick fourth foul with 2:13 left here in the fourth. 68-56. First shot good. 69-56. Nate Powell, he'll get one more. 2:13 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Powell's second shot. Grims off short. Wouldn't go. Keeping the ball alive. Trying to with Aiden Cole. Ends up in the hands of Harker. I should say right there. Harker. Caden Harker. They'll dish off Bridwell behind the three-point stripe. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Aiden Cole. Try to bounce it out of there. Try to chest pass to Grady Carpenter. It's tipped out of bounds. Ends up in the hands of one of the assistant coaches. So back in the ballgame, we're going to see first time Oliver Wright. Oliver Wright wears number 10. He's 6 foot junior. He's going to enter the ballgame right now. We brought in Brady Carpenter and tossed it in. Jackson Money. Back to Nolan Swan. Swan's going to try to dribble out there. He'll pass to the front court. Jackson Money. They're working left side, out top. They're trying to foul him. Couldn't get the call. They're working back out to Grady. Back to Jackson free throw line. He'll bring it back out. Into the center circle. Fetches the end of Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll pass it Aiden Cole down near the corner. He'll bounce once. He'll jump pass out of there. Ball's loose. Going to be picked up. It's on the floor. They're going for it. I'm shielded by the cheer block. We'll find out. It's going to be a jump ball. If it is a jump ball, it belongs to Tipton with the alternate possession arrow. So it's going to be inbound by Grady Carpenter. Playing man-to-man right there on the inbound. They bring it down low to Nate Powell. He collects it, brings it back out to Grady. Cross-court pass to Jackson. He'll dribble it out top. He'll try to tap it loose from behind. Couldn't get it done. They'll work it down low. Off the glass, Aiden Cole. Pretty easy bucket. Pretty good pass from Nolan Swan. 71-56. 1:08 on the game clock. To the corner, they'll work it around. Out top, Ethan Bowsman. They'll work it back to Ethan Bowsman. Outside the arc, Gridwell. Jump back, thought about a three. He was closed up by Jackson Money. They'll get it back to him. He'll go to the corner. He'll take a two-point jump shot from about 17 feet. And Bridwell cans another one. Timeout on the floor. 54.3. Twin Lakes going to call a 60. 71-58. Tipton by 13. We'll also mention Indiana High School basketball rankings. These are the overall basketball rankings in the state of Indiana, tabulated on the 17th of February. Number one, La La Mire, that's in La Porte. They're 18-4. I saw them playing nationally a couple of weeks ago. They were going against IMG, and they beat IMG. Number two is Fishers, 19-2. Three is Carmel, 16-4. Four is Mount Vernon out of Fortville, 17-2. Number five is Homestead, Fort Wayne, that's 17-5. Six is Ben Davis, Indianapolis, 16-6. Seven is Chesterton, 20-0. Number eight is Cathedral, that's Indianapolis, 17-5. Number nine is North Central, Indianapolis, 17-5, and we'll finish that up in a moment. In the backcourt, Blue Devils trying to get the ball to the front court. Going to be a foul from the backside. It's going to be whistled on Twin Lakes, number three, Ian Bowsman. We'll also mention number 10 is Floyd Knobbs. That's Floyd Central, 16-3. Valparaiso at number 11, they're 18-3. Number 12 is Zionsville, 13-5. Number 13 is Pike, Indianapolis, 14-6. 14 is Penn, they're 17-2. And number 15, Northwood at Annapolis, 20-1. And the first shot goes in for Grady Carpenter. They get another one. He gets both of them at the free throw line. The foul was whistled on three, Ian Bowsman. He's got one. Ball's in the front court. Bowsman out top. Three-point shot on the way. Rims off when he go. Hayden Hubbard. Rebound, Nate Powell. Going to be a foul from behind. They're going to whistle this on number 10, Oliver Wright. Oliver Wright has mentioned a six-foot junior. He picked up his first foul in the ballgame. 73-58. Nate Powell going to the free throw stripe. We'll see a couple check in after this first shot. Double bonus in effect for Tipton. First shot up and good. Entering the ballgame for the Blue Devils, number four, Gavin Hare, 6'2 sophomore. And number five, Clark Rodeball, 6'1 junior. Taking a breather for the Blue Devils, number three, Grady Carpenter, and number 22, Jackson Money. Second shot for Nate Powell. Second shot rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Oliver Wright to the front court on the dribble. Ian Bowsman going to dish it back, 33, Hayden Hubbard. Back to Bowsman. Guarding him is Nolan Swan. They'll bounce it left side, lost the handle, ball's loose. Picked up by Rodeball. He'll dish off to Nolan. They should say to Nate Powell, now Nolan Swan with the basketball. They cross the timeline at a walk pace. 15 seconds left. 74-58. Blue Devils in front. And handoff back to Nolan Swan. Blue Devils have one to check in right there. He might not get in this ballgame right now. Maverick Conaway, he played in the first half. Final score, Dipton, 74. Twin Lakes, 58. We thank you for tuning in. We'll miss you. The Twin Lakes Indians will be in action tomorrow night right here at Twin Lakes High School. They'll do battle with Delphi, the Delphi Oracles at Twin Lakes tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for the JV, 7:30 for the varsity, the Tipton Blue Devils. Blue Devils will hit the road tomorrow night. They actually do not have another home game until the sectional starts. That's to my knowledge, unless they reschedule some ball games that didn't get to happen yet. I'm not sure that will. The Wilmington Tipton will be on the road tomorrow night. They'll be at Frankfort High School. I went through there on my way here. So that'd be Tipton at Frankfort tomorrow night, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. We do thank you for tuning in. PutneySports.com will be at the remainder of the Tipton Blue Devil basketball game, whether that's regular season or following them in the sectional, regional, semi-state, and final game. They stay active. We will be too. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check and making sure things are working properly. And again, we'll remind you, on Sunday, that's Sunday the 20th coming up this weekend, the 112th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament Pairing Show. That'll be Sunday the 20th, 2022. It'll start at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll go for 2 hours. And if you want to check that out on Webstream, you can access that at IHSAATV.org. It'll be hosted by Bob Level and Greg Rakestraw. If you want to pick that up on Simulcast Radio, you can find that out of Indianapolis at 93.5 or 107.5, The Fan. Again, we thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow night about 7:15 p.m. The Blue Devils will be at Frankfort. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.